Yes, it is Wednesday, September 21. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. Just on the text line, Kath from Inverell writes, "Morning, boys. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Bevan French has announced he has re-signed with Wigan for another 2 years. And yes, all reports over there in the UK are that he has signed a new two-year contract with Wigan. He was linked to...
I thought he was going to Newcastle.
So, yeah, I think you're right.
Was he?
So it looks like he's shunned a return to the NRL, staying over there in the UK, and he's been blitzing it over there.
Oh, he's been outstanding, Bitter. Bevan, real try scorer. And I thought coming back here to the NRL, he'd be a more rounded player. And obviously the experience that he got over there in the English Super League would hold him in good stead. But if he's recommitted to Wigan, good on him. He scored 31 tries over there this season. He's a real try scorer. He's got great speed, good awareness. Reminds me a lot of Nathan Blacklock. He's a similar style of player. But he's obviously knocked back the opportunity to come back to the NRL, because I'm sure there would have been opportunities here for him. But he's decided to stay there with Wigan. So well done to him.
Danny Widler reported last night on 100% Footy as well that the Dogs have tabled a $3 million plus deal over 4 years to upgrade the contract of Matt Burton. That's
a no-brainer. You've got to keep Matt Burton.
They just have to get done.
Yeah, he's a wonderful player. I saw Matt Burton on the Matty Johns show. When was it? Last Saturday? I can't remember now. I think it must have been on Saturday. And he's a big man.
Bigger than you think, isn't
he? Oh, geez, he's tall. He'll fill out too, and he's only going to get better. He's got his best football in front of him. And he's proven himself this year with the Bulldogs. He won a competition with Penrith last year. Now that they've got him in the system, they can ill afford to lose in the Bulldogs. And a lot of optimism around the Bulldogs next year. You know, their back end of the season was good. They get a couple of big-name players going to the club next year. Reed Marnie's one of them. Kickow is another one. Ryan Sutton from the Raiders. So they're building nicely.
How are you, Cookie?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. Your fifth straight preliminary final. Penrith awaits again. Sum up what it's going to take to get over this hump.
Mate, it's going to be a massive clash this week, obviously against a side that's been real consistent over the last couple of years. And they've got a great game plan. It's very simple, but they do it so effectively, and they just, you know, they complete high and they defend really well together. And we just got to make sure that coming out of our end, which we didn't do against the Sharks, we didn't complete very well coming out of our end. So we can't be giving up an easy field position like that, and penalties out of yards as well, which has been an issue for us during the year. So we've got to make sure we're perfect, mate. We're not going to have many opportunities, so we're going to make sure we take them.
Cookie, where's the team at, mate? We've seen who you listed, but what's the chances of you having everyone to pick from?
Yeah, so I think Saliva's, I'm pretty sure he's been ruled out.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I seen that yesterday. AJ.
Alex Johnson, yeah.
Sorry, Alex Johnson, he didn't seem too confident in media, but he's a winger, so we'd expect that with the injuries. And Jai could be, you know, he could tear off the bone, he'll run out there. So he's a different breed, that man, and we've got to have him out in the field, and he's one tough player too. So I'm pretty confident Jai will be there. And like AJ said, I think he's touch and go. It's a real awkward one. Obviously, just abdomen as well, sort of areas. So it's quite annoying. So I think it's going to be up to him if how he pulls up at the end of the week. So he's very much needed. We do have some depth there in the wing spots that can come in and get the job done. But we do know how good Alex is on the wing.
Mm-hmm. We saw in week one of the finals, Nathan Cleary, his kicking game was superb, and we know what type of player he is. The bigger the stage, the better he goes. How do you go about limiting his opportunity, and how do you go about trying to pressure his kicking game, Cookie?
Yeah, so we've got to make sure we're winning those tackles, 4 and 5. So when they are setting up for Nathan kicking, he has been kicking really well. He stands quite deep, so we want to make sure our markers is having their best crack. But, you know, we can only do that if we win that tackle and get markers set, and you're just racing out there trying to do your best job to take some time away for him to try and force an error. So, he's playing outstanding footy. He's got a great kick game. And if we want to get the best out of Latrell too, we need to make sure we do a job on him, so we're giving the back three plenty of time to return those kicks and the best chance to catch him as well, plenty of time to catch him.
How'd you assess your win over the Sharks, Cookie?
Look, we're really happy with how we played. Obviously, like what I said before, we didn't complete well at the start of the game. Coming out of yardage, I think we had 6 or 7 errors. We had some penalties here and there as well. But, we felt like we were quite in control of the game for most of it. And I thought the way we defended our line was, just thinking of during the game, when we kept turning them away there, when we defended a fair bit on our line, that was quite, pretty proud of the boys there. We did outstanding job, and it gives you a lot of confidence to turn around, go up the other end and score. So, it was quite a physical and fast game, but pretty happy with how we defended, especially.
Cookie, you mentioned Luttrell. I think, everybody's seen he's been so fired up the last few weeks and really confident in where he sees, obviously, you boys headed. Is this the stage that he's been waiting for, against this Penrith team, against the likes of Nathan Cleary? Is this where we get to see, the best of Luttrell Mitchell?
Well, he does. He lives up to the big occasions, and we've seen that when he wears the green and gold jersey. We've seen that in Origin, some of the biggest moments in Origin. When we won those series, he's some of those big plays, he's all around him. So, and we've seen what he can do in final series. We haven't had a chance for him here, but at the Roosters. So, all at such a young age. And at the moment, mate, he's enjoying his footy, embracing the crowd, especially the last couple of weeks, a lot better. And, mate, I'm just behind him, pumping up his tyres as much as I can and ride the coattails. So, I'll be encouraging him wherever I can just to make sure I do my job for him, get the team to do their job, and just put him and the likes of Cody and those players in the right position to pull off the big moments. Because in finals footy, you don't get a lot of moments. We've got to make sure we nail them. So we've also got to do a job and put the team in the right position so those players can do their thing.
Yeah, so many wonderful matchups in this game, Cookie. And you look at both locks. I think they're both so important to the way their teams attack. Isaiah Yeo and Cam Murray. And I just think, one of those players could be the difference. And, you've got to be able to limit, obviously, Cleary, but Isaiah Yeo plays an important part in their attack as well.
Yeah, spot on with those two. We know how much Isaiah does for the Panthers, and also in Origin we saw in Port when he went down as well. Things quite changed in the shape that we played that time, and the same with us with Cam. So, we lost Cam a couple of weeks ago, and we just had to adapt around it. We got the win and done the job, but it just didn't quite look as good as it normally does. And those guys at the moment have definitely changed the way locks play. The ball playing they have, the leg speed and footwork is—they're two quality players and a great battle between those two this weekend for sure.
I'm guessing you'll personally target Viliami Kikau after his glory, glory singing last year after the grand final, Cookie. You're going to line him up?
Well, mate, you've got to line him up and chuck yourself in front of him and do your best. He's one big human, and he's a special player, that one. And I heard you talking about him going to the Dolphins next year. I think he's going to take them to another level just off his experience the last couple of years. But he's a big strike weapon for them. They use him to get their sets going when they're in a bit of trouble. And something always happens off the back of the likes of him and Luai down that side as well. So we've got to make sure we're on our game and defend together. You can't be rushing out trying to defend him on your own. But we've just got to make sure we do a job on him together and slow that momentum that he gives Panthers on that left edge.
Cookie, what about the other game? Para v Cowboys. Who's your pick?
I've got no idea. I honestly, I'd like to think maybe Para, just with the way they're playing at the moment. But I couldn't tell you. Up there, Cowboys have been so good in Queensland this year. Mate, it's honestly a toss of the coin, that game. I've no idea. So I'm not sure who will be playing in the grand final. That's where we want to be.
Cookie, I want to ask you, obviously they beat you in the grand final last year. Is that spoken about? Do you look at clips from last year's grand final, or is it just out of your memory and it's just totally focused on yourselves? Do you watch clips of Penrith's last game? How do you approach it this week?
Other than seeing the promo ads, they keep showing that Crichton intercept try. we don't talk about it. It just worked out for the game. I think that we're versus Penrith this weekend. It's going to be a great build-up and a big clash being a grand final rematch. But it didn't matter who we're coming up against this weekend. We've got a job to get to the grand final. And I think everyone individual, or me personally anyway, will use the experience of past prelims and a grand final experience and grand final loss to to know what it takes to get there and know what it takes to win. So I feel that, you know, obviously planning on getting the job done this week will be better for the run in the grand final this year. So we've got to make sure we just use that experience of last year's and those big game moments to make sure we stay calm under those big pressure moments and stick to our game plan and defend together. And that's something we've done quite well the last couple of weeks is execute our game plan. What we want to do, have gone out there and done it.
Yeah. Your strength, or one of the strengths of the South Sydney side, is that left-edge attack. And even in last year's grand final, I thought you created a lot of opportunities on that right edge of Penrith. And I'm assuming you might look to go there again this year.
I think against a side like Penrith, you've got to be a threat all over the park, left, right and the middle. So, obviously, yeah, we've had a lot of joy with the left side and the right side's doing such a good job as well this year. And we're just going to make sure, you know, wherever the right numbers are, the boys have got shape and are ready to go. Like I said, Penrith won't have give him any options. So we've got to make sure we nail them when we're down there. And, you know, the likes Cody and Latrell out on the left side, if that's drawing the numbers, then Lockie's got to be ready to go with Keon and Campbell Graham out on the other side and the rest out there. So we've just got to be making sure we nail those moments. And if not, be happy to roll it in and build some pressure. That's probably another work on for us this weekend as well. That's what they do so well, Penrith. If they get you down on your end, you know, make some yardage areas, they're going to lock you down on your goal line for a long time. Yeah. So we've got to be happy to do that and you know, just keep them working to them down there.
What about their back five? They do a lot of work coming out of trouble. Do you expect Toho to play right or left? Because some teams prefer to tackle him on play one. Other teams like to kick to the opposite side of Toho and try and get him on tackle two or three. What's South's approach to it?
Well, I think when I've got a chance to play alongside him, he works so well on trying to get to that second carry no matter where it is on the field. That's one thing. You know, when we played in Origin, he works so hard in the backfield to get to that play two and get his team off to a great start. So first of all, we've got to make sure we've got a good kick chase down there and, you know, a straight line, because Dylan Edwards has obviously been one of the best players this year for them and in the comp. And he'll take those opportunities and find those small gaps in the defensive line. And if he gets a bit of momentum and then Toho off the back of that, that's really hard to control a set off the back of that. So we need to make sure we're controlling those first three tackles, especially Brian. He's a big, powerful guy. Again, he's someone you can't just try and take out one-on-one. You got to do it together as a team.
Tell us about the impact, Cookie, of having Mario Fenech around the team. I know he's been at training quite a lot through the year, particularly, you know, obviously his health condition was laid bare for all of us to see on Sunday night on Channel 7, which was heartbreaking to see. Tell us about having Mario around.
Really enjoyed having him around. He's put a smile on a lot of the boys' faces, turning up to train and brings that energy. He doesn't care that JD's the coach. He'll walk straight through the middle of everyone and make sure he gives a speech when we need to. especially the Roosters, he really ramped up for the Roosters game. He has showed a lot of passion towards them. It's been great to have him around training. A couple of times we'll be running some shapes and he's in the defensive line. We have to make sure we get JD to move him back a bit just so he doesn't get involved too much. You know, yesterday had a bit of a laugh. You know, Cody out the back of shape and Mario's chasing him, putting pressure on him. It's good times at the moment at the club to have a great like that come back and be so invested in the current playing group and just wants us to win and just wants us to do well just like he did. So it's been special, mate. And I think, you know, some young boys probably don't realise how good it really is, but I'm definitely enjoying it.
That's good stuff. Have you got a tip for us today?
Yeah, I've woke up to a couple of scratchings, that's for sure. But I've got number 9, just want to check, race 2 at Canterbury.
Race 2, number 9. Insurrection, Tommy Berry for Mitch, Michael Friedman, $6. Oh, there you go, there's some value. Race 2, number 9, Insurrection, $6 with Tab. Is Cookie's tip today, Loz? Have you got any response?
No, well, do you want me to pick a winner in that race, dear Middo?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Rightio. I'll tell you what I'll do, Middo. I haven't had a decent look here, but I'll go the J-Mac-Waller combination.
That's number 10. Taurus. which is $7.50. Okay, a couple of good value runners. Cookie, thanks so much, mate. Enjoy your prelim. Good luck.
No worries, sir. Thank you.
Last night, Australia beat India by 4 wickets with 4 balls to spare in that first 2020 international. Cameron Green, man of the match, 61 off 30 balls at the top of the order. Matthew Wade, 45 not out off 21 as they chase down the Aussies. 208 the Indians made, 6 for 211 in response. The Aussies, great win. Now, we've been devouring sticky wings in the news break then. Sticky wings and smoky barbecue are giving you and a mate the opportunity to win a VIP experience for two at this year's Bathurst 1000. Now, this is a serious bucket list type of opportunity, including full weekend hospitality packages, a grid walk, track lap and accommodation. And to enter, just simply go to stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au. So that's stickywings.com.au or smokybbq.com.au and register your details. And the competition ends this Friday, September 23, a couple of days. Supercars never tasted so good. Keep an eye out too for Sticky Wings and Smoky BBQ in your local IGA. And if you can't find them, ask your manager to get them in at your local IGA. Now, we've just been eating in here the slow-cooked, sweet and sticky Louisiana-style, larger, juicier, meatier ribs.
Oh, tell you what, how nice
Louisiana, Louisiana-style, Loz, they were.
Well, tell you what, Mido, the ribs that we just had then, they were
right
absolutely
up there.
Beautiful. And I have to say, it just comes off the bone so well.
Falls off.
Amazing.
Mm. We also had the saucy Australian super chicken wings with the smoky, sweet and spiced classic barbecue flavour.
Right. I honestly can't wrap them enough. They're beautiful. And at 7:30 in the morning, probably didn't need to hoe into 7 ribs and 6 chicken wings, but anyway, I did.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to feel guilty for the next couple of hours.
But you convinced yourself, because you stood there and you said, I'm just telling myself this is protein.
This is protein.
You're the best. Morning, Dean.
How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. Appreciate your time this morning. And how crucial do you feel the week off has been for the side after that win against the Sharks?
Yeah, look, it's been massive. We gave the boys 3 days off after that game against Cronulla that went for 90-odd minutes. So it was important to give them some time off. And then we've just jumped into our prep and trained day on day off leading into Friday night.
Dean, lots of talk about conditions up in Townsville and how hard it is, or how hard it's been for any team to go up there this year and play. And you boys have obviously owned that as well. You know, your own backyard, your home ground. Do you expect it to be no different? Do you expect it to be hard for Parra to, you know, to get up there and play? And it looks to be, you know, 26, 27 degrees, I think the forecast is at the moment.
Yeah, look, it is an advantage if we hold the ball.
Yeah.
So at the moment, it's about 30 degrees during the day, and it's quite hot and we're used to it. But if we're turning the ball over and we've got to do extra tackling, it's going to sap our juice. So we need to play the game the right way, and we've been pretty good at that most of the year, so we need to make sure that we're doing what we do, and we'll give ourselves the best chance to beat Parra.
Dino, good to speak to you, and congratulations on the success you've had so far. But you're coming up against a Parramatta team who, when they're at their best, they can beat anyone in the competition. But we know that sometimes, you know, that's not always there. But when they're at their best, for me, is that offloading style that they have. How much talk and work have you done on trying to limit the offloading in their game, or if they do offload, how do you counteract that?
Yeah, look, how you going, Loz, anyway?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dino.
Good to speak to you, mate. I haven't spoken to you for a while. But first of all, you've got to stop their momentum at the ruck, Loz. As you know, Paulo and Campbell Gillard get them on the front foot, and I don't think that's what Canberra did. Moses and Gutherson and Brown, them playing fast over the advantage line, hard to handle. So we need to, you know, control their forwards to begin with. With the offloads, we concede the least amount of offloads in the competition this year. So we've done a heap of work on locking up the ball, and we're not going to be able to stop all of them. We understand that. So our reaction after the offload's got to be good. And we haven't, you know, spoken about it too much. We just do what we do. And focus on the training when we're doing our contact and our tackle technique. We've always got an awareness of the ball, and we need to be good in that area. But as I said, with Paulo, the way he turns his body into the line, you can't really wrap the ball up. So you need to make sure you're presenting the line, you're reacting fast when he gets them away.
Dean, what's been some of the biggest changes from obviously last year's performances to where you boys sit now? There's no doubt a lot of people didn't expect you to be in the position you are this season, and you boys deserve a lot of credit for that. But what has been some of those significant changes?
Oh, the two biggest things for me is time and personnel. The first one is time. Is our first year that we got here, we had a really shortened pre-season because of the COVID situation. So we had about 3 weeks with the kids and about a week and a half with the senior players before Christmas. You have 2 weeks off, and then in 5 weeks' time, you're into the season and starting to play footy. So that's not a lot of time when you're changing the way you want to defend and changing the way you want to attack. This year, we obviously didn't make the semis, and we had 7 weeks with the younger guys and 5 weeks with the older guys. So that gave us a lot more time to get them up to speed and do the same drills for a long period of time. So that was the first thing. And the second thing is, you know, our edges are completely different to what they were when we first started with this group. Mm. Obviously, Jeremiah Nenai is playing edge back row, and then we've had Tommy Gilbert, two, you know, new centres in Ballantyne Holmes and Peter Hicku, and two new three defenders in Tommy Dearden and Chad Townsend. So that's been the biggest thing, I reckon, Michael. Mm.
Hey, Dino, how much of an advantage has it been for you guys, the fact that some of these young guys were exposed to State of Origin football this year? Because you look at Murray Taulagi, Tom Dearden, Tommy Gilbert, Jeremiah Nenai, just to name a few, Ruben Cotter. And then also you had Reece Robinson in and around the New South Wales camp. So how much of an advantage do you think having those guys get that big game experience will hold you in good stead for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's huge, mate. We've obviously got Kyle Felt and Chad Townsend, Jason Tamalolo and Jordan McLean, who have all won premierships before. So their experiences around the group this week's been awesome. But you're right, big game's a little bit different. And it's sort of the build-up and the intensity of the game. And our boys held themselves up great in that Origin period. And especially Tommy Gilbert, I mean, he went on in the second minute. And his, I think it was in the third Origin or... and had to play massive minutes. And Jeremiah Nenai, just 19 years of age and playing 80 minutes in the third game. So they're not going to be overawed by the occasion, and they know it's going to be a big crowd and a big occasion, but they're all looking forward to it.
Dean, describe the support from the community there around North Queensland. I'm sure you must hear the most awesome stories about people who travel from, I don't know, cattle stations 12 hours away for games regularly, etc. Tell us about that community and how they love their team.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it, to be honest. I've spent my whole career at the Dragons, and when, you know, the team's going well, the Dragons fans are unbelievable. But up here, it's like a religion. Everything's all about footy, and we're just so happy that we've got a big game in front of our fans to sort of repay them for last year, to be honest. That's the way I feel. Like, we lost 10 games in a row last year, and fans are still turning up, and we were getting beaten by 30 points and we'd scored the last try, and they're still cheering and hanging around and, you know, clapping the boys. So we certainly haven't forgotten that, and we want to repay them with a real tough Cowboys performance on Friday night.
And how much are you personally loving it in Townsville? Can you envisage yourself elsewhere in, I guess, the short to medium term?
Oh, look, I'm having a great time. Todd's great to work for, and this group of players that I've got, they're just so coachable. They turn up the training, always looking to get better and really take criticism and feedback really well. And my wife, Brooke, and kids are really enjoying the Townsville lifestyle. So we're happy at the moment. Winning's a lot more enjoyable than losing. So we might hang around for a little while yet.
Yeah. What's been the difference in Valentine Holmes' year compared to last year, Dino?
I think he's had another time, like extra time to get ready conditioning-wise. Like, when you come back from the NFL, you know, you speak to Val about the different types of training, and over there it's obviously all about power and one effort, where it's a real endurance game, the NRL, especially the way the game's played these days. And We thought that he might be the fullback, and then obviously how demanding it is defensively, how much work you've got to do. And Todd sat down and said, you know, I don't think that you're going to be our fullback. I think Hamaso could be our fullback for the year, so it's going to be wing or centre. And Val didn't want to play wing. Didn't want to play wing, and he was motivated, and he turned up with Chad Townsend and Scott Drinkwater about 2 or 3 weeks before they were due back, and they ripped into their weights, and they hired a speed coach, and he turned up in incredible Nick Val, and he's just really dove in the position. And as you know, Loz, like, defending at centre's tough. Like, you're faced with a lot of decisions that you've got to make, and Val's self-belief about making it work has been awesome, and I've enjoyed working with him, and he's had a great year, and he'll probably find himself in that Australian team at the end of the year.
Well, Nikation, it's going to be prelim final, Townsville, Cowboys, Eels. Dean, appreciate your time. Good luck and enjoy.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Dean Young there. The markets with Tab for the preliminary finals. The Cowboys, $1.72, slight favourites. The Eels, $2.15. 2.5 is your line, para the plus. The money at this stage, 60% of the hold in the head-to-head is for para. Penrith, $1.38. South, $3.10. 8.5 is the line there. And 57% of the hold is for the Panthers at the shorter quote there for their match.
This game's a toss of the coin, isn't it? I reckon after the 80 minutes, you'd go, why didn't I back the other mob?
Definitely. If you didn't.
Yeah. If you don't back the winner, you're going to sit there and go, why didn't I back?
Sounds like about 40 races we bet on a Saturday, Loz.
Yeah.
Why are we about that one?
But sitting here right now, I wouldn't have a clue. I'm not confident either way.
Is the major factor though, Loz, that if this game was in Sydney, would you still be the same? Or because of the home advantage?
Yeah, you're right. If it was in Sydney, you know I'd be all mean? Over Parramatta.
Yeah.
I'd be all over Parramatta.
And that extra week off for the Cowboys as well.
Yeah, playing at home, their conditions. You look at the fact that they won't be overawed being up there. They've got a strong forward pack which can match Parramatta's. It does worry me that soft lead-in for the Cowboys compared to Parramatta's tougher lead-in. But who knows? Who knows?
Oh, Loz has annoyed someone here on the text line. We love it, by the way. Keep them coming. 041.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with this bloke.
767272.
Tell you what I'm going to do with this bloke. All right. His number finishes in 872, so I won't read out his full number, although I might later.
Let me find him.
No. So what I'm going to do, I want him to send a photo in of his head, and I'll put it up on the Big Sports Breakfast website, and we'll get our listeners to critique him. But then what we'll also do, I'll critique him.
872. I can't see him on my iPad here, Loz.
Settle down, champion.
What's he had to say?
I think he's a Sharky supporter.
Well, he's using profanities in his messages.
Oh, yeah, he's dropping.
And he's saying, old Laurie is getting over the hill. Mm. What's his problem with the Sharks? Amongst a few, you know, F words. Constant bias towards Canberra is sad.
He's got too much anger in him.
Then it's come back with, we all know his nose can't get any bigger.
Oh, quite personal.
He's gone personal.
But can Laurie's head get any bigger? Stop looking in the mirror, champ.
Oh, he's champed him as well.
You are a 60-year-old man, so he's given you 10 years more than you got.
Oh, jeez.
He's come on. Big serve there.
Come
for
on.
You,
I'll tell you what. Send your photo in, big fella.
Keep them coming, though. Yeah. I quite enjoy them. Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, champs. How are we?
Yeah. Good.
Champion.
Now, Golden Rose, Barry draw done in secret soft draw, $3.20 to $3 with Tab. James Cummings has a decent hand on Saturday at Rosehill.
Yeah, definitely does, guys. And, they've been in force lately, haven't they, the Godolphin team? A number of winners across the weekend last Saturday, and they've got the big hands there in the Golden Rose on the weekend. You're right, in secret barrier number 3, Fireburn, of course, slipper winner out in barrier number 16 of 17, and James Cummings also Golden Mile there in barrier number 11. So I read some comments from James yesterday, seemed very bullish about the chances of both In Secret and Golden Mile. I think In Secret's obviously their top seed. As the market suggests, she was outstanding in the lead-up and normally the right lead-up in the run to the Rose as well. So fascinating to see how it all plays out. But, big field, which is good to see, 17 of them in there. And look, I don't think inside draws will be any massive positive with the rail true. They're generally rail true. They get into the running line and get a few off the fence there. So if it was, say, rail out 3 or 6 metres, then you're keener to get in that fence in, run a bit more. But I think it'll be a fair track there on the weekend. So I think if you draw wide, it's definitely not the worst thing, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to take that nice draw, aren't you, with In Secret, with James McDonald aboard. And they're just hearing from James everything's gone right with both those hopefuls and both coming into the race in winning form and looking like the two horses to beat at this stage.
Will you be looking for horses that travel in wet conditions, Dover? It looks like we're going to be in for a hammering in the next couple of days with rain.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. And look, today I think it's going to start probably around 5 o'clock, I think, get a little bit of rain this afternoon, and then tomorrow 10 to 20 mil, 5 to 10 on Friday and 0 to 3 on Saturday as well. So look, it's all going to depend on how much we do get that track at the moment in soft 5 range at Rose Hill, and Canterbury today is soft 6, so they should get through today's meeting okay, fingers crossed. Might get a cup of shower right at the end of the day, but yeah, it's just a case of how wet it's going to be. We know the temperature's gone up a little bit, so that's going to help dry that track out a bit. But, yeah, it does seem to be coming back, doesn't it, the big wet. So we'll have to wait and see how wet that track will be on the weekend.
Tab Everest, do you think it is all but certain that Overpass will be getting a slot? It's a $13 chance in the race.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's suggesting, isn't it? After the weekend's run, it seems to be the next one, the news around town, the next one that's likely to be locked in there. And look, I suppose if you take him off the shorts run, they're running second and splitting Nature Strip and Lost and Running, you know, he's likely to get a slot. I think he, for me personally, is he a chance in the race? I think my argument would be probably not, simply from the fact that he's only done it once against those top guns at this stage. I mean, he was beaten 5 lengths behind Nature Strip in an autumn, TJ Smith. So he's got to do it again for mine before being a player. Sometimes we see these horses, they can shape up one time, but it's okay to do it outside of grand final day, but it's much, much harder to do it when you come to that grand final. But I think it comes down to the fact, guys, that there's probably not a lot else there that people are looking at to say, oh, well, I want to throw you in the Tab Everest with my slot. So they're probably going to take a punt on a horse like Overpass.
What about today at Canterbury, mate? Have you got a winner for us?
We'll go. Look, I don't think there's any standouts there today, but we'll try to find a couple anyway. But race 4, number 3, Point Counterpoint, the one for me. I like the first up win. I think this horse can go on with the job today. I'm not sure how this track will play with the rail out 6 metres. So I'm hoping it'll be pretty fair. But look, we'll go with Point Counterpoint as the one today. I just think it's really good first up, extra trip suits, and at around that each way out of $5, and we'll go with him as the Wednesday tip today.
Okay, race 4, number 3, Point Counterpoint, $5 with Tab at Canterbury today. Davo's tip. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.